Hey there, my name is Wendy, and I'm an environmental toxins lawyer who is obsessed with showing women how to toss the toxins out of their life and embrace a more holistic lifestyle. I'll be dishing up bite-sized but binge-worthy episodes on all things detox, low tox, and what's that toxin? And what is it really doing to my health? I'm breaking it all down for you, separating the myths from the facts and pulling back the curtain on the products and beauty industry. You'll hear my unfiltered and sometimes unpopular, but honest opinions. No topic is off limits. We'll dive into what's really causing our thyroid issues, hormone imbalances, infertility, and more. Think of it as a crash course for all things holistic living, but for real life. You don't have to do everything. You just have to start somewhere. Let me show you how. This is the Detox Dilemma Podcast. Welcome to episode 26 of the Detox Dilemma Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy, and I really wish this was on video because if you could see me right now, I am in San Diego and I am at my mom and my aunt still own their home here in Ocean Beach, which is where I spent most of my adult life. And I'm literally hunched in the closet surrounded by blankets and clothes because some of my favorite podcasters, when they're on travel, it's what they do. And this is the first time I'm recording on the road and I don't have all my equipment and I don't have my sound dampening panels up on my wall that my husband was so kind to put up for me. And so I'm a little out of my element and I wish you could see me right now. It's actually pretty funny and pretty entertaining. Okay, so today's topic is one I have been waiting a very long time to record, and you have been asking me for a very long time also to reveal and review all of my favorite toxin-free makeup companies, and it's finally done. I've spent the last four or five months, I would say. I bought, after I did an ingredient review on all the companies that are out there, I bought a bunch of their products and I've been using them. I've been trying them out. I've been checking them out. And yeah, I have my favorites, like clear favorites that I'm really excited to share with you guys. And let me just say, the cosmetic industry has come a long way since I've started this low-tox life of mine, because 5 years ago, the majority of these companies did not exist. A lot of them are new, and I think that that's so fantastic because people are demanding better quality products. And I think before I dive into what my favorites are, I do want to do a little bit of educating and talking about why it's so important that your cosmetics, your makeup, your eyeshadow, your foundation, your lipstick is clean. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that switching to clean makeup isn't an adjustment. It's one of those things where, you know, long-lasting mascara or waterproof mascara or foundation that will stay on for 16 hours or lipstick that is red after 8 hours, the reason why they have that performance is because they're using really terrible toxins. And so these companies have had a huge challenge in trying to create products that are natural and they don't have those toxins, but still perform really well. And the first generation and second generation of these clean cosmetics, most of them were minerals only and not even super clean minerals, right? They had like talc in them. There was a learning process that these companies had to go through. And I am thrilled with where they ended up. I have some products that I am just totally obsessed with. But let's first take a very short, quick dive into why clean cosmetics are really important for you. And I also want to give you a short roadmap. When you are shopping for your own, or let's say you want to take a look at the makeup that you have in your drawer and you want to turn over the ingredients and you want to know what you're looking at, I want to tell you the things to look for so that you can be educated and you can do that on your own. The average woman puts 168 chemicals on her body every single day, which is about 3 to 4 times what men put on their body. And it's because we use a ton of products between our shampoos and our lotions and our nail polishes and our face masks and our hair masks and our makeup. If you're using conventional makeup, there's going to be certain ingredients that are going to be similar throughout all of those companies and all of those brands and all of those products. You're going to see phthalates, which is basically a group of chemicals that disrupts your endocrine system. I have an entire episode on phthalates and endocrine disruptors. I think the episode is called What the Fuck is an Endocrine Disruptor? And I'm pretty sure it's episode number one. So you can go read all about endocrine disruptors, but these are very common in makeup because they use those artificial fragrances and those phthalates, which are plasticizers, to make that fragrance stick for a really long time. So that's something that's really common that you'll see in a lot of makeup. Another thing that you're not going to see on the label, but it likely is there, is lead. I think everybody knows lead is really bad. It's a proven neurotoxin. It's linked to miscarriage, reduced fertility, delays the onset of puberty in females. And I want to say, I'm trying to remember what year it was. A few years ago, the FDA actually tested tons of cosmetics companies and found over 400 products on the market that contained up to, it was, I think it was like 7 parts per million. Yeah, it was 7 parts per million of lead. What the fuck? Why is there lead in our makeup? And we're literally putting it on our faces. And the lead actually comes from synthetic colorants. And I'm going to talk about that in a second when I talk about clean makeup companies. You will also find formaldehyde-releasing preservatives. And it's actually not going to say formaldehyde-releasing preservatives on the ingredient label. So you're going to have to read labels. You're going to look for things like DMDM, BHUT. And by the way, I don't expect you to learn all of this in the show notes. There is a link to a blog post, and that blog post lists all of these ingredients out so you have a roadmap if you are shopping for products. You're also going to find in conventional makeup what we call PEGs, and these are polyethylene glycols, and they're petroleum-based compounds that they use to thicken things up. It kind of makes makeup gelatinous, but they are often contaminated with ethylene oxide and 1,4-dioxane, which are carcinogens. The other really bad things about PEGs is they are skin penetrators. So anything, they actually help the other products, the other ingredients in your makeup, penetrate your skin more. So if there are toxins, those toxins are actually being helped to penetrate deeper into your skin. It will help them absorb into your bloodstream. You're also going to find what we call butylated compounds. It'll say BHT or BHA on it. They're preservatives. They allow these makeup companies to put products on shelves for a really long period of time, but they are endocrine disruptors. They're linked to organ developmental and reproductive toxicity. And the other big one is parabens. And parabens are also endocrine disruptors. And they're also all over ingredient labels for conventional cosmetics. They mimic estrogen, they've been detected in human breast cancer tissue, and they interfere with reproduction and the nervous system. So those are kind of the big six. I think if we were to put ingredients into categories, if you're shopping for conventional makeup, if you're buying regular brands from department stores, that's what you're putting on your face. Those ingredients are very common in conventional makeup. And if you're somebody who wears makeup every single day, those are all of the toxins that you are putting on your skin every single day, and it's getting absorbed into your body and absorbed into your bloodstream, and it is wreaking havoc on your health. But happily, if I'm looking around and I'm on the internet and I'm shopping for cosmetics, I am finding a lot of companies selling quote unquote clean products. And that is a good thing. It means that consumers are becoming savvy. You are smart and you are asking the questions. You are saying to companies, I want clean products. What do you got for me? And they're starting to deliver. Currently, over half of the beauty and personal care products being sold in the US are paraben free. And that is a big freaking deal and a huge change from 10 years ago. I recently read an article talking about how Gen Z is really pushing this green beauty explosion, and they are 1.3 times more likely to want products that are environmentally friendly, safe, sustainable, and truly clean. And I hope that trend continues, and I think it will. But here's the catch-22 that comes with people becoming more aware and asking for things. There are a lot of companies out there that are marketing themselves as clean makeup, clean brands. They're listing a whole bunch of things that they're free from, right? They say they're cruelty-free, they're vegan, they're free from sulfates, they're free from phthalates, they're free from parabens. But then the rest of their ingredients suck and they're are not good. So greenwashing, which is where companies claim to be green and are selling their products and marketing their products as green, but their ingredients aren't really green. And a lot of times they'll hide their ingredients. It's one of the things that comes along with the popularity. If companies know that people are looking for greener products, it's easier for them to greenwash and market their companies as clean than to actually invest in clean ingredients. Let me ask you a question. Would you love to know how to read a label without being super confused about what ingredients you should be avoiding and which ones are clean? If you said yes, listen up. This is for you. I remember being that person standing in aisles at Target trying to read labels, and back then I had zero idea what I was looking for. I didn't know what a preservative was or an ethoxylated ingredient. It was all like reading a foreign language. But now that I'm a savvy label reader, I wanted to create a simple way to teach you how to read labels without being overwhelmed. That's why I created a resource I know you are going to love. It's a list of my top 25 toxins to avoid and my simple 3-step hack for reading labels. It's not just any hack. It's the exact same method that I use every single day to review products and read labels, and it's the same process I teach all of my students. With these 3 steps and a little bit of practice, you'll be able to tell within 90 seconds if a product is clean or not. I personally believe that everyone should have this skill. You can't be fooled by greenwashing and fancy marketing when you know how to look for ingredients you want to avoid. So whether you're just starting out on this toxin-free journey or you're a seasoned pro, this information is so valuable. And here's the best part. It's completely free. Just head over to www.toxinstoavoid.com. That's www.toxinstoavoid.com. Grab your download and start reading labels like a pro today. So among the companies that were claiming to be clean but did not make my list because they were found to not be clean, there were some common threads. And I think that if you can look for these 3 things, you can do a pretty good job making sure you're not being fooled by greenwashing. The number one ingredient that you should avoid that is a clear sign that a product is not clean are synthetic dyes. Anything that on the back of the label says a lake dye, like lake red or blue or yellow. Sometimes they'll say FD&C, they'll have a color on it. These are coal tar, petroleum-derived synthetic dyes, and they are contaminated with things like lead and heavy metals and other things. They're actually contaminated with a lot of things. And I do see some companies, like Beauty Counter being one of them, they use these synthetic dyes, but they triple test them for heavy metals. But there are other contaminants besides heavy metals that are found in these synthetic coal tar, petroleum. You guys know what petroleum is. Like, this shit's disgusting. There are so many ways to color cosmetics now. And some of the companies I found are doing amazing things with minerals and fruits and phytocolors and all kinds of amazing ways that they are coloring makeup. There is no reason why a company who claims to be clean should be using any of these synthetic artificial lake dyes. So that's sign number one. And if you just go straight to the cheeks or the lipstick, that's where you're going to find, like, first thing I do when I'm reviewing a clean brand, I go find a lipstick. And if they have lake dyes in that lipstick, I know it's not a clean brand and I move on. Another ingredient that I avoid is phenoxyethanol, and I know some people say it's supposed to be called phenoxyethanol. Y'all know I don't pronounce things very well. It's not my strong suit. I have a problem with this ingredient, and people who disagree with me on this point to the fact that in the European Union, it is legal for companies to use up to a 1% concentration in their cosmetics. And because it's legal in Europe and Europe has higher safety standards than the United States, it's claimed to be fine. Also, the EWG allows up to 1% phenoxyethanol in products and will still rate it low. And that's a whole topic for another discussion about why I don't rely on EWG ratings for anything. But here's the thing. Me personally, Wendy, my own research and opinions on this chemical, I don't have to listen to the business lobby. You know, I didn't have to sit and have people spend millions of dollars lobbying against the banning of this ingredient and then have to make a decision that was a balanced decision between what's right for the public and what's right for companies. I can just do what's good for my health and my family's health and what I think is best for you and your health. It's used as a preservative. It is not as bad as the bad preservatives. So I'll give it that, right? That's from a preservative perspective. It's not as bad as some of the ones that are out there, but it can cause severe skin reactions, and it's been shown to depress the central nervous system. And again, those are in high doses. You know, is it a neurotoxin if you have 1% in your concealer and you put that on your face and it's the only thing that you have this ingredient in, and you know, that's the only time you're being exposed to it? You're probably fine. Probably not going to do much to you. But here in the United States, we have this ingredient everywhere. So if you have a 1% concentration in every single product, every cosmetic product, every shampoo, every laundry detergent, you are now all of a sudden you have 25% concentration of this toxins in your body. And that's the problem, is that when the EU allowed this, their safety studies took a look at a singular product and said, okay, that single product with 1% in it, that's probably okay. But they didn't take into consideration the cumulative effect of having this ingredient in thousands of products. If I walk into your home right now, if you're somebody who has not really made a concerted effort to try to kick toxins out of your home, you probably have 50 things in your home that has this ingredient in it total. If I'm going through your kids' stuff, your toothpaste, your shampoos, your lotions, all of your stuff, I'm going to probably find it in a lot of things. And so I avoid it. I don't think that anything that depresses my nervous system needs to be on my body. And here's the thing. A few years ago, there wasn't anything better. 5 years ago, there wasn't really a preservative that worked well that didn't have toxic effects. And now that's not true. Now we have a bunch. Now there's better options. So it's easy to pick something better. And then the third thing I was finding in some of these quote unquote clean companies is bismuth oxychloride. So bismuth is something that you'll find in mineral-based products. And while it's not toxic, the size of it, they're crystals. They actually poke your skin and they can cause really serious irritation. It's a cheap filler that they put into their makeup. And it's a crap ingredient. Like, don't use it. And before I move on to what I am loving and the companies that were my top picks, I want to bring up titanium dioxide, because titanium dioxide is something that I personally do not avoid if it's on my skin, unless it's in my lipstick or my mascara, and therefore in danger for getting, you know, into my body through other pathways. Titanium dioxide as a mineral actually lays on top of your skin. It's why they put it in sunscreen. It creates a physical barrier on top of your skin and isn't absorbed through your skin because the molecules are too big. So you will see titanium dioxide like in some foundations. So some foundations will have titanium dioxide in it. I don't personally avoid that. I only avoid it, like I said, in lipstick and mascara. I do avoid ingesting it in everything else. So in food, in toothpaste, in tampons, anything that's like getting inside of my body, 100% avoid titanium dioxide. I just don't personally avoid it in all of my cosmetics. You'll find it in some of my favorite eyeshadows, and it's just something I don't mind. But if you are avoiding titanium dioxide for personal reasons, there are some companies, I have some options for you. Okay, the time is here. I am going to tell you my favorites. And in the show notes, again, that blog post, I found 10, my top 10 companies that I am obsessed with that I think create completely clean, long-lasting, wearable, amazing cosmetics. But here were the top products that I now are in my cosmetics bag, and it's now what I use every single day. My very first must-have product is from Lily Lolo. And Lily Lolo is a company that I love. Actually, all of their products are clean. Their mascara was in my top three. My daughter loves they have a concealer, like a cream concealer. Top rated company. Love this company. But they have an eyeshadow palette called Golden Hour. I get complimented on my eyeshadow on Instagram all the time. I have green eyes, so I love bronzy sunset type colors. And I had a set that I used for years, but the company discontinued use of it. And so I've been on the hunt for a brand new eyeshadow palette. And I love, love, love Lily Lolo, their Golden Hour palette. If you have green eyes, you need this. It would also look really beautiful with blue eyes, actually all things. I love it. Their mineral pigments are so deep and so long lasting. I just absolutely love it. So Lily Lolo, number one. Number two, my favorite foundation that has SPF 15 in it. So this actually ended up replacing my tinted sunscreen that I was using. So Glow Getter Foundation by Aisling Organics. It's so long lasting. It's basically like skincare that actually is makeup. And I love how they use aloe vera and vitamin E for kind of that poreless complexion. It's also sweat resistant, like humidity proof. I've been in San Diego and it's been stupid humid in Virginia. It stays on, it works, and it is clean. I'm also completely obsessed with the founder of this company. She is young and she was in the professional makeup industry and had some health issues. And so she realized it was her makeup that was causing a lot of her health issues and wanted to swap to clean products. But because she came from the cosmetics, the professional makeup industry, she was like, these products suck. So she made her own line, which I love. I love a good origin story. And yeah, you guys, this foundation is just amazing. The next one is contouring. And don't laugh at me. I am 43, proudly 43 years old this year. And for the very first time in my entire life, I learned how to contour makeup. I'm not like actually a big makeup person. I work from home. I swim in my lake. I'm always out walking around. So I'm not somebody who gets up and puts a full face of makeup on all the time. But I did learn how to contour, and OG Luxury Organics. That's OGEE. They're kind of popular. So I feel like you will have heard of them. It's three sticks. It's so easy to use. It is super clean. And yeah, it was a great way to learn. So if you're somebody who loves contouring and you want an easy way to contour your face with clean makeup, OG Luxury Organics would 100% be my pick. Okay, for blush, I love Han Cosmetics. And I love it because they have a stick. It's a multi-use stick, which is super convenient. So cheeks, lips, you can even put it on your eyes. And I happen to just love the colors. So I have fallen in love with Han Cosmetics skincare. Their multi-use 3-in-1 blush stick is just absolutely the bomb. My favorite lip gloss was Juice Beauty. They just beat everyone out of the park. Like, they knocked it out of the park with their products. Their lip glosses are amazing. Juice Beauty. Great colors, stays on, works, love. Okay, I saved mascara for last because I do think that stopping or no longer using long wear waterproof mascara is something that's really hard for women. Yes, it is super inconvenient to not be able to use a waterproof mascara. But one of the ingredients I didn't talk about at the very beginning, and I should have, is PFAS. So Forever Chemicals. You can listen to the podcast episode all about PFAS chemicals and for why they're called forever chemicals and why you should avoid them in episode 24. So I won't go deeply into it because that episode is a deep dive about why. But once you know why you should avoid them and know that they're found in a lot of long wearing makeup. And by the way, all the companies that I'm telling you about and the ones that are in my review, they're all PFAS free. So you don't have to worry about that. But this idea of wearing mascara that's not waterproof, it will be an adjustment. It was an adjustment for me, but I have found some mascaras that I love that do wear all day long and they don't rub off. Can I go swimming with them? No. So if you have like an event or something you have to go to and you are like it's a wedding or a photo shoot and you absolutely need waterproof mascara, I mean, whatever. Wearing something once or sometimes, it is not what you do sometimes. It is what you do all the time that matters when it comes to your health. But on a day-to-day basis, I would just offer up that it is something that you can get used to. And now I don't even notice it. This might actually surprise some of you, but my favorite after testing all of the mascaras, the one that is in my bathroom right now, is Honest Company. They have a 2-in-1 mascara that come one side as a primer and the other side as a volumizing mascara, and it's clean and I freaking love it. And it's interesting because Honest Company has never made any of my lists because historically they did use ingredients that were on my avoid list. But over the last, I would say 2 years, Honest Company, which is the company owned by Jessica Alba, has started to really create some cleaner products. And in the last year, some of my reviews, I have found some really great ones. And so you might start seeing some Honest Company products popping up on my shopping guide. I really, really love their mascara. I will say that not everything they create is clean, so you still have to create labels. It's always convenient for me, especially when I can tell you anything from this company is clean or anything from this company is clean. With Honest, you do still have to read labels, but I'm really happy that they are starting to improve their ingredients and are starting to create things that I can absolutely offer to you guys, because you can buy some of this in grocery stores and Target. And I know that that's important to you. I know that convenience is important to you. And then lastly, if you are somebody who chooses for personal reasons to avoid all titanium dioxide, there is a mineral makeup company called MG Naturals, and then there's also one called Omiana. And those two companies are completely titanium dioxide free. They're talc free, which, I mean, all these companies are talc free. They also don't use any mica at all. And I don't have a problem with mica as long as it's sourced ethically and sustainably. The problem with mica is an ethical one of child labor and environmental issues. None of the companies that I recommend source their mica in that way. They're all ethically sourced, but MG Naturals and Omiana are probably the two cleanest mineral companies out there if you're looking to avoid titanium dioxide. And I know that there is a huge following of people just like me that used Savvy Minerals makeup for a long time and absolutely loved it. There's a company called Root Pretty that is making a pretty similar, I would say I used it. It's almost, if you're looking for a direct replacement for Savvy Minerals, if you use and loved that line, Root Pretty is probably the closest replacement that you will find to that. Okay, so there you go. There, you know, this isn't every single issue. I didn't touch on the use of silicones, dimethicon. You know, cosmetics is complicated, but these are the big things. These are the big rocks. If you are somebody that is like, you know what? I don't want to have reproductive toxins on my body, and I really don't want to have heavy metals, and I really want to live a cleaner life. These are the companies that I can absolutely vouch for. And check out the show notes if you want the full review and the full list and an explanation of what I'm using every day and what I love. So I hope this helps you live a little bit cleaner life. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you love this episode, please share it. Please take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, tag me. I love that. I love meeting my listeners over on Instagram. It's so fun to be able to interact. I just appreciate it so much. This community we're building is beautiful. So thank you for being here. I'll see you next week. You, my friend, have officially finished another episode of the Detox Dilemma podcast. And if you want more, head over to wendycatherine.com to get all the show notes and links to discount codes from our amazing partners. If you're looking for something specific to help you detox your home, make sure you check out my toxin-free shopping guide at toxinfreeshoppingguide.com. It's organized by category and makes detoxing your home simple. I'll see you next week. And until then, I hope your life is getting just a little less toxic.